The government is not building houses, enough houses. And when they are, there's nothing stopping the vulture funds from coming in, buying up the estates. And I think myself, my own gut feeling in relation to it, we're supposed to be a charitable nation. We're supposed to look at everybody nearly as equals. But as far as I can see, yes, I'm house jack. I don't give a damn. And that's nearly my own end of it. And the way that I kind of seen it around the town, I just took it as being a very selfish act on their part. Now, remember, my motion was only calling on the government. We don't have the authority here to bring in an eviction ban. It was calling on the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government to do it. And every one of their members voted against it and wouldn't allow the motion to go forward, which...
As you mentioned, it did go to a vote. It was defeated by 12 votes against 5. But I think you were more disappointed with the response to some of the council members in relation to the motion.
Well, I was. And in relation, there was one remark that was made there was, and I think myself that it was very inappropriate for the council meeting, was Brits out, was shouted. And that was by independent Michael Clark. And I think myself that I asked him what he meant by that, and he just laughed it off and left it. And I don't think myself that at a serious meeting when you're dealing with serious issues, that any councillor has a right to come along and try and deflect with something like that of Brits out. If he has a problem with the Brits in Ireland, let him stand up and say so. Not try and throw it out as a dig in the local chamber. I think myself that it was unwarranted. And personally, I think myself that I'm better than that, and I'll knock him down to his level.
We have 700 houses under construction at the moment in County Sligo, which is great, unprecedented. So we need to keep that momentum going. And it's by providing new houses we will solve the housing problem, not by this restriction of someone moves into your house, destroy your house, wreck it, don't pay your rent, and you can't get them out. It's crazy stuff. So of course I'm against that.
You also said, while you were explaining your reasons for being against it, that Sinn Féin were Brits out but everybody else in, and I don't think that comment was very well received.
Well, I mean, their policy on migrants is up in the air. They're changing their tune week to week, and absolutely they did, and rightly so, look to get the Brits out. But their policy, we have no right migrant policy in this country. We had a fabulous family here in Sligo town attacked during the week. A woman on the radio on Ocean FM crying because of been attacked. She has been here for years. She's playing a major part in our society here, working in the hospital. And we all love these people that come into our country. But we don't want to end up like France or England, where we have boats landing on our shores, because we have no coordinated migrant policy in this country. And we need it. And we need to talk about it. And we need not to be afraid to talk about it. But having an open-door policy is not going to work for Ireland.